This is a no-brainer. When you look around the world of AI, from big corporations to institutions to governments, everything is pointing towards this project.
This team just revealed some insane alpha, ensuring that this project has a massive 2025.
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Beanpod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
When you look around the world of AI, you see all the big moves that are being made by world-leading corporations, institutions, and governments. When you put all of these pieces together, it points us towards this project.
Now, this team has just revealed some insane alpha, which leads us to believe that they're poised to have one of the biggest years in the entire industry. You can look at the executive team they just brought on, which we'll get to. You can look at some of the tailwinds that we're seeing in the headlines right now as it pertains to this one niche particular sector within the AI industry. Mm-hmm. You can also look at some of the change they're going to be bridging to. Mm-hmm. There's so many catalysts that have just hit. And I believe that this could be, you know, one of the best years for this project.
For sure. So when you talk about AI projects, right, there's so many different sectors of AI. There's infrastructure, data centers, there's consumer apps, there's AI agents, there's cloud, there's, you know, all kinds of different projects. One of the reasons that we like this project is because while they started in a specific niche, which was AI data centers, now what we're seeing is them build out like a full ecosystem, potentially AI agents, potentially AI launch pads. This really attracts us because they've gone from a niche AI play to like a full scale AI ecosystem. And then when you look at things like, as you alluded to, their team, potential new blockchains, it is setting up for a very bullish year for Solidus AI tech.
Okay, let's look at the team that they just brought on. This C-suite team of executives is absolutely insane. They just brought on the VP from Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs is a massive player in the investment space, banking, etc. Executives from Deloitte, Dell, and Cisco. Mm-hmm. What does this mean? They now have key personnel that have driven these corporations to multi-billion dollar valuations, ensuring that they now have financial and investment leadership. They now have technology and innovation leadership, and they have commercial and market expansion leadership. They have such key pieces and players now in place to ensure that this can go global. And you alluded to, it's like, yeah, they started off as just a data center, but it's all the infrastructure now. They can now start creating these AI agents. They can start doing their bots. They can start doing government blockchain solutions. Mm. They can do it all in-house now because they have the infrastructure. Not everybody has this. Mm. A lot of projects need to rely on third parties. They need to tap into other projects to ensure their success. These guys are manufacturing their success at home.
Yeah, 100%. And they're actually ticking off things on their roadmap. What they said they're going to do, they're doing it, and we always like to see projects that are delivering on their promise. So we talked about their data center in Bucharest. Phase one of the data center is complete. They actually have now the first phase of their data center, which is going specifically built to power AI, machine learning language models. This is ready now, this eco-friendly data center. And I think this is one of the main reasons that you see all of this top-level executive talent coming to Solidus AI Tech is because, look, these guys have built a real facility about to power potentially corporations, potentially governments and institutions that need to find resources to get into the AI, right? Like AI costs a lot of resources, NVIDIA chips, machine learning. This is a very expensive thing to set up. And what Solidus AI has now accomplished is they've built a specific data center to power AI projects around the world. And this is complete. So this is a huge tick box for us.
Now, people might be like, oh, AI data center, how boring. But just look at the headlines and look at the arms race, if you will, that is occurring around the globe right now. Trump, along with OpenAI and Oracle, are pursuing a $500 billion in capital, in private capital, to help develop data centers, which will create over 100,000 jobs. You also have NVIDIA revenue soaring on the back of their data centers. You have Microsoft planning to spend $80 billion on their AI data centers this year. You also have Kevin O'Leary proposing $70 billion AI data centers in Canada. Everybody right now is attempting, because they see the writings on the wall, they see how expensive it is to run AI, to power these AI models. So all this AI tech is already doing it, right? This is one of the very few plays out there that actually has this infrastructure available to them.
Yeah, it's not just like ideas and like we're going to do this. They actually have a physical infrastructure available for AI companies to work with them. And then when we move from that to AI agents, which as we mentioned is the hottest trend in all of crypto and Web 2 and Web 3, AI agents are on the verge of taking over the world. Well, Solidus AI Tech is not going to be left behind in this regard because they've just launched Agent Forge, which is their no-code AI agent platform, which enables users to create and deploy AI agents effortlessly. So now this is transition Solidus AI Tech from that pure play AI data center and launch pad into AI agents. And they've already deployed a bunch of their AI agents. So they have the AVA TG AI agent mini bot, which is a Telegram AI bot. You know, everyone in crypto is on Telegram. They have an AI Twitter agent. So they're on Twitter as well. They've got one of those tap games, which are super popular in crypto. They're actually, again, like they're hitting their roadmap targets and they're deploying things. They're doing things. A lot of projects in crypto are all talk. We're pushing this back a month. We're pushing this. Well, look at Solidus AI Tech. They've built the data center. Phase one complete. They said they're going to do AI agents. They've launched three or more AI agents already. I love to see the execution from this team.
Yeah, look, AI-powered applications, which enhances user engagement, I think is quite important. This Ava AI agent that they've created is like ChatGPT on steroids. It's kind of like this really hot chick that is this 3D-looking model thing that is able to communicate with you for AI-assisted communication, advanced knowledge and insights. You can get financial market data, so you can start communicate with it in like a real world like aspect versus just like text prompt into ChatGPT. So I really like this Ava AI agent thing they've created.
For sure. And then another massive bullish catalyst for AI tech and for really any project that does this is the base blockchain integration. Because right now, AI tech is on Binance Smart Chain, but what is one of the hottest blockchains in the world right now? It's Base by Coinbase. We see a massive influx of users on Base. The TVL on Base is starting to get near to that of Solana.
Yeah.
And we see what America is doing with crypto and Coinbase. Remember, Coinbase made the Base blockchain. So we're seeing a massive influx of American crypto investors come in through Coinbase. We're seeing Coinbase say, look, Base blockchain is going to be potentially the top blockchain of the future. Well, what does Solidus AI Tech say? We're going to put the token on the Base blockchain to make it way more accessible so it's easier to buy. And I think that can be seen as only extremely bullish.
So we've been around this space for many, many years now. We both got into the space around 2016, 2017. And there was this hype phase when Binance was virtually allowed in every country, Canada, US, around the globe. And BNB was massive. So the Binance Smart Chain was quite big. Everybody's using PancakeSwap, and for good reason. It's cheap, it was fast, you know, it was secure. So to date, AI tech, Solidus AI tech, has been available on Binance Smart Chain only. And we have seen that with a number of other projects as well, like Zaya, mm-hmm. Zaya AI, mm-hmm. for all the healthcare stuff that they're doing. But they decide because while they're building, they might as well just stay on that chain. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make sense to kind of navigate towards Ethereum or any of these things. You're just building up, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what Solidus has been doing all this time. So right now they were currently available on Binance Smart Chain and some centralized exchanges. Mm-hmm. I do think that bridge to Base is going to be absolutely massive for liquidity, accessibility, security, all these other things. Yep. So that is a big move by the team.
For sure. And I think other things they're doing, which we can look forward to, is they're making big improvements to their AI launch pad, which has already seen a bunch of excellent returns from projects launching through the Solidus pad. And also, I think a new website is coming. So it's, again, you just continue to see the team is building. They're delivering on their promise. I think Solidus AI Tech, based on all these bullish trends in the macro economy, Web 2, Web 3, crypto, AI data center. It looks like they're set up for a really good year, and that's why we chose to sponsor with Solidus AI Tech for this episode.
Hey, make sure you guys tune to the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.